Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance in studio with us. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Fantastic. So what is our verse of the day?
Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. And here we are as we get into July. I know we've got the Cherryvale Youth Fair going on. I know in Independence, the Montgomery County 4-H Fair will be kicking off here pretty soon. So it's always exciting to have some of those summer activities here at hand.
That's right. That's right. And we had a little rain in Independence earlier this week, mm-hmm. but there's nothing in the forecast.
Well, we have some in forecast here for Saturday, unfortunately, for summer celebration, but we don't want to talk about that because
right.
we don't want it
right.
to happen. So,
right.
The thing is, I was talking with Gail here for a summer celebration, and he said, you know, every year they've been able to pull off the fireworks. They might have had to wait a little bit for a rainstorm to pass through, but I mean, the good thing about, I think this time of year, you notice that they're kind of like spotty. It's like
right.
really hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
So, we're going to hope that's more miss than hit.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Thankful for we're always thankful for the rain, but we're thankful for the sunshine too. So
that's right.
Just take what we can get.
All right. Well, you know, Charles, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, it always seems to be in the news and impacting all sectors of the business. Kind of curious, you know, have you seen much disruption or impact when it comes to AI in your business?
You know, AI has been in many ways a real blessing as far as helping us to be able to do research quicker, helping us to be able to put in maybe a file of information and pull out exactly what we're looking for, and it can sort things. It can do multiple things. As far as local insurance agency, we are in what many refer to as a remote area. You know, we're not in a big city, and there are big corporations that are buying up insurance agencies, you know, locally, and they, you know, they're operated from another state entirely. And when they have to allocate human talent, they say, well, we'd rather put somebody in a big city like Tulsa where there's more opportunity and than putting somebody in a local area. And now they are using AI to try to run the place. And you call and you get like a robot, and it's going to, you know, if you've ever shouted on the phone, representative, that's sort of where it's sort of going for a lot of people, and where a live person is harder and harder to get. And they are just trying to hold on to these locations by just having a computer answer the phone and hoping that a computer can make you happy. And we're happy to say that we have a live person answering our phones and a live person figuring out what your needs are and addressing your needs, and without sending you to a computer.
Well, you know, that is great, and I think it's an important distinction that you've decided to make, because obviously, you know, there's going to be some costs associated with, you know, when you're running a business, personnel is one of those, you know, that's going to eat up a lot, if not a majority of your expenses.
That's right. That's right. It is. But we found that it sets us apart. We are a local presence already, and so we want to remain a local presence and capitalize on that angle of providing personal service that answers the phone, and somebody that's from the community. And sometimes they'll even have somebody maybe from a different country answering the phone, so that they don't have to have a live person in that community. And so when you deal with us, you're going to be dealing with somebody that is actually from this area, works in this area, lives in this area, and we seek to serve our neighbors and to provide the best service that we can.
Well, and, you know, it's an interesting, you know, I think it's a great decision on your part to make to say, you know, no, we're consciously going to, you know, keep that investment in that human talent and continue that. Because there's been, you know, some folks out there saying, you know, here in the next few years, people are we're already starting to see people seeking out that those in-person experiences because they're already getting kind of fatigue of all this AI.
Yeah. Press this for that and press this for something else. And there is a place for AI, and it has advanced technology in many amazing ways. But as far as when it comes to customer service, it's really hard to beat somebody that actually hears you and can direct you and address your need without delaying and trying to get him or her to understand what you're trying to say.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of the times when, you know, this is nothing new, when you get into a phone tree or whatever, and then the dead end is, oh, you just have to leave a message on our answering machine. You kind of like wonder if that'll ever even go anywhere.
Yeah. Many times it feels like you're talking to Santa Claus, and you leave a message, just sort of like writing a letter to Santa Claus, like what's going to happen here? And that's there is a reality where sometimes our phones are busy and it might go to voicemail. That's we're limited by how many people we can have
yeah,
answering the phones.
But
we do try to get everybody called back, and it needs addressed in a timely manner.
Yes, no, that is great. But, you know, we're speaking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here and talking a little bit about, you know, the AI and the impact there. You know, some of these agencies, you know, they may only in their office, you talk about like a remote agency. I mean, I'm sure it's probably not uncommon to only have like maybe one, maybe even part-time employee, not even a full-time person.
Yeah, some of these places have a skeleton crew. And it's really just somebody there to do minimal task and keep the location open. And so that's a direction that the decision that they're choosing to make, and they're allocating human capital and employees elsewhere where they think they can be better served. But at the same time, it leaves our area thinking, hey, who cares about us? What's going to happen to our people? And so our goal is to provide them one-on-one personal service where you can have a relationship with one of our agents that's local, and that it's in the case of like home insurance and auto insurance, home insurance where they can come out and take a picture of your place and get what is needed to insure your home.
Well, and that's the nice thing, I think, with working with Skank Insurance is that, you know, if you want to do something on the phone, you guys can do that. If you want to come in person and talk about something, you can do that. So if, you know, and you've got a lot of, like you talked about some of the digital tools, you know, now you can actually, you know, sign documents over the email. If someone's comfortable with that, they can do that. So, like, I feel like, you know, you guys have embraced technology in the right ways to where if someone wants to do something fast and do it online, they can do it. But if they want to come in and just do face-to-face, they can do that as well.
That's right. That's right. We try to trust is everything. They say business moves at the speed of trust. And when you trust somebody, you can move forward. And if you don't trust, then you tend not to move forward. And so our goal, our number one goal, is to nurture and to gain the trust of our employee, of our clients, and then to value that trust and take care of them and provide, meet their needs, meet their expectations, and continue to do that on a regular, ongoing basis so that trust is maintained and that we can continue to have a relationship.
You know, I was kind of thinking about, we recently went to the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and uh-huh. You know how it seemed like about everything there, about half the stuff was AI, and I was like, I don't even know what this company is like even doing. But I'm curious, is there a convention for your industry at all that you go to?
There is, uh-huh. Different events, different gatherings of different vendors and different speakers on all kinds of topics. They just had one in February in Wichita, and that's really focused on continuing education, because you have to have so many credits of continuing education every 2 years that you have to maintain to stay current and up to date. And they have these classes, and there's all kinds of people and sales and all kinds of ideas and products that are being presented there, and sort of an exciting time.
Sure. But yeah, just like with our industry, I'm sure there's always people, you know, trying to push different products, some of which may be helpful for sure to make our lives easier. But I think at the end of the day, when you boil it all down, I mean, it's really, like you said, it's going to come back to that customer service and that conscious decision of, well, are we going to make that investment in having people talk to people, or do we want to have machines talk to people?
That's right. That's right. And our goal is to build trust, build new relationships of trust, and also to maintain the ones that we have as well, to be locally invested in our community, in our neighborhood.
That's great. Well, Charles, if someone does, you know, have a question, be it, you know, home and auto, be it retirement, wealth and retirement, kind of managing all that, what's the best way to actually get to talk to you?
The best way is just to set up a phone call, call our office, 620-331-8800. We can take where you're at. We can do it over the phone, like you mentioned. We can do it and set up an in-person appointment. We can just sort of take you from where you're at to where you want to be, figure out what your needs are, and then present the best solution for you going forward.
That's great. And, you know, you're right there. You can walk in and actually see a person if you want to. And I think that really helps to set you guys apart, because you're not just a 1-800 number.
That's right. That's right.
All right, well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll continue along more with our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:24. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance with us as we continue right along. And Charles, you know, we were talking a little bit about some of those events that are coming up here in the area. We got a lot of those different county fairs, like the Montgomery County 4-H Fair, but we also have the Elk County Free Fair coming up in Longton, July 15th through the 18th. And I know an annual tradition that Skank Insurance always participates in is coming up, right?
That's right. July the 18th. 6 p.m., I believe. There's a watermelon feed in Longton at the fairgrounds, and we just want to welcome our listeners. Come there, come say hello, and I'm actually going to be out of town that day, but some of our staff are going to be there serving watermelon, and we just want to welcome you. There's no charge. Just come and grab a piece, and some people keep walking, or they stop and say hi and introduce yourself. We're glad to meet you. So mark your calendar. July the 18th is coming up.
Well, that's always a great tradition, and so look forward to seeing your staff out there, and it'd just be a very good time. So what else would you like to talk about here as we get closer to wrapping up, Charles?
So something I don't mention, and I'm not sure why I don't, but mention it more often, but we have annuities that pay similar to a CD at the bank. We're paying about between 5 and 5.5% for 5 years. And this is a great way for you to take some money, maybe it's sitting in the bank, maybe not making very much money, and you can get a guaranteed rate of return on that money with there's no taxes on the growth of it. As long as it continues to grow, as long as you keep it in the account, you don't receive a 1099 on that. And so it's just a great way to put some money in a place where it can grow. You get a reasonable rate of return. And then at the end of the term, you can get all of your money out and take it wherever you want to go.
Well, that is fantastic. And if folks are interested in that, I know they can get a hold of you, if you just like if they are interested in the book you have available for folks who are getting closer to retirement and Medicare.
That's right. We have a book, Medicare Breakdown. It's available to our listeners at no charge. Simply call or text our office at 620-331-8800. Give us your name and your address, and we'll send you a complimentary copy of that book.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if folks do have questions for you, they want to see in person or get a hold of you on the phone, where can we find you?
So our main location is at 520 North Penn, right there in Independence. As I said, our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com.
All right. Well, Charles, we really appreciate you coming on by as always, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690. With that, we have Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes on KGGF.